U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says Iran is turning into a military dictatorship. She predicted the Iranian people will eventually respond to what she called a very sad confluence of events occurring inside Iran. She also said the current situation in Iran is not what the Iranian Revolution was meant to become. In February, Iranian officials lashed out at the United States after Clinton made similar remarks about Iran while she was on a trip to Qatar. Earlier, we asked the Virginia Defender editor Phil Willato to tell us how he interprets what the U.S. Secretary of State has said about Iran.
This is one of those speeches that gives hypocrisy a bad name. Let's talk about military dictatorships. Well, this is a subject that she knows a great deal about, since her administration and every administration before her in the United States has supported military dictatorships around the world. I think the most interesting thing is the beginning is what she actually had to say in her speech to the Council of Foreign Relations. She says that a new American moment, unquote, has arrived in international relationships. Quote, a moment when our global leadership is essential. This is a moment that must be seized through hard work and bold decisions, lay the foundations for lasting American leadership for decades to come. Well, you know, when the U.S. government talks about American leadership, they're not talking about providing a moral example for the rest of the world. They're talking about control. They're talking about hegemony. And Iran is obviously not going along with the program. And however people on the outside might view the internal situation in Iran, they must understand that the hostility of the United States government is not because of any internal situation. It's because Iran, as a country, as a government, refuses to bow down before the empire.